All right, so we wanted to take just a few minutes and I wanted to ask Mama Marie some questions. I am her daughter, Melissa, and I've had the privilege of spending the last 44 years learning from Mama Marie and all of her wisdom on intercession. And if you listen to her personal testimony in that particular podcast, she started to delve into a little bit the journey for her in prayer. All began at the age of 10 with one answered prayer and how that really changed her whole trajectory. So what we want to do is we want to take a few minutes and just do kind of a question and answer with Mama Marie to really help a lot of you who are beginning your journey with prayer or maybe have felt overwhelmed by it, or even those of you who are wanting to just go deeper in prayer. So one of the first things I'd like Mama Marie to share with us is, what does time with the Lord look like for you on a day-to-day basis?
When I get up in the morning and go into my prayer room to spend time with the Lord, the very first thing that I do is I acknowledge the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I feel that's so important. And it may sound very childlike, but I actually say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And then I ask the Holy Spirit, what is on the Father's heart for today? What does He want to do? Does He have some scriptures that He wants me to look at? Does He want me to immediately start to pray about something that's on the Father's heart? And I try my best to yield immediately to see what the Lord wants to do. It's so easy to come into the secret place and have a list, have a script, have our own agenda. And I always try to be careful to let the Holy Spirit have the agenda.
I love that your first step is to acknowledge the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then really going back to a lot of the areas that you've touched on with your podcast as far as being led by the Holy Spirit, that He is that teacher. He guides us. He leads us. So I think that plays well into the next question that I feel a lot of people probably have for you. And that is, how do you hear the Holy Spirit? What does that look like? Can you wrap some language around that for us?
Well, I think there's several ways. First of all, He always speaks through the Word. And as I acknowledge the Holy Spirit and ask Him to teach me and to guide me, and He takes me into the Word. And sometimes I might start just reading someplace and not sure of anything in particular where we might be going. And the next thing you know, a scripture just literally jumps off the page. And I know that the Holy Spirit wants to highlight that. And sometimes then He'll take me to some other scriptures that connect with it. So I put it in my journal, and then I sit and I listen and I wait and I let Him begin to unwrap and open up that scripture and that word, and to hear His heart and what He wants to say concerning His word in that particular area. Also, when we're praying, if we will keep an ear open, not get so focused on what we want to pray. Don't pray out of our head, but listen to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes just a word or a sentence might rise up within you. And if you'll just begin to speak that out, it'll start to expand. The Holy Spirit will start to take you on a journey in that direction in prayer. So it's just a still small voice, just learning to let the Holy Spirit lead. Remember that He's the prayer leader. He's the teacher in the Word. And just follow. Learn to follow.
And I love that it all starts with the Word. I think that's probably the most practical piece for whatever your walk is with prayer, wherever you are with prayer, that everything that you do is centered around the word. And if you're still learning or you're not sure, that that's the place to start and to begin to pray into or pray out the scriptures. And I think that'll lead into the next area, which would be, what are your two most practical things that we can do? What can we do to begin this journey in prayer, or to begin to learn to pray?
All right. If you are just learning to pray, once again, I'm going to refer you to the Word. That's your prayer book. And go in and explore the prayers that Paul prayed, and see what the substance is in these prayers. What was the focus? And you'll find that it's maturing the saints. It's for the people, the believers, to grasp deeper the love of God, the riches of His mercy, His grace, the character, all the things that He has promised. And that is an excellent place to start to pray. Learn these prayers and see the direction that they go, and begin to take them and expand upon them and pray over the body of Christ. Pray over believers. Pray over your family with those prayers. Then again, just begin praying, begin praising, begin worshiping the Lord, and listening to the Holy Spirit, and let Him direct you. He may start you off in one direction. Maybe you feel like you're to be praying for the government, for those in authority. And as you move in that area a little bit, then you might feel that He starts taking you over to an area and you're ending up praying for souls and for the lost. And then He may readjust your path and take you where you're praying for your own family. It's just following. But always use the Word of God. Always use the Word as your basis. That's God's will. That's His plan. That's where the power is. When you speak the Word of God, it goes up to heaven and releases the authority of God. And He sends forth the power of that Word. His Word never returns to Him void. It always does what He has promised. So if you are beginning and learning to pray, use the Bible as your prayer book.
I love that you've made it very practical for us, in that a lot of times we'll hear or listen to people and think they're praying these huge, gigantic, enormous prayers with all these words. And at the essence of prayer is the Word of God. And it's just taking His Word and speaking it back to Him. And I think if we can get back to that as our true north, that's where people are going to have the breakthrough in prayer. Your second, I would say, probably practical tool. Talk to us a little bit about how you use index cards and what that looks like.
Okay, I have stacks of index cards that I have put together over the years, and they all have scriptures. It's pure word on these index cards, but I have them categorized. So I have scriptures to pray for Israel. I have scriptures to pray for America. I have scriptures to pray for my family, my children. I have scriptures to pray for the body of Christ. I have scriptures to pray for myself. And as I use these, I begin to pray these verses. Say, for example, I'm praying over my children and my grandchildren, and I start to speak out one of these verses concerning your family and your children. And then again, listening to the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit take that scripture as you're praying it, and He'll begin to open it up like a treasure chest. And He begins to expand it and amplify it. And you'll find yourself praying even more and more things that just come out of that one verse, and speak those things out and release that over your children. And then move on to the next scripture and the next one. And again, it's very effective prayer, because one, it's the Word of God. And two, you're being led by the Holy Spirit.
I love that. Again, you are constantly bringing us back to using scripture, using the word of God to pray, because I think it takes the pressure off of us. We're not conjuring up something of our own or having to come up with some flowery language. But when we take the word of God and we speak it back to him and we are reminding him of his promises, whether it's for healing or for souls or for salvation or for righteousness, he loves to hear his word.
Yes.
And he loves to be reminded of his promises, and he will deliver. But I think for people who are just starting out, it's not something that we just have to conjure up out of our own mind or our own heart. We literally just open the word and begin to speak it back to him. And that ultimately is what prayer is.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
As we're kind of reflecting, we're kind of taking this time to reflect and looking back, what is your hope or desire for the, and I don't want to say just the upcoming generations, because then a lot of times people think it's people in their teens or in their 20s. But I know for you, it represents more than that. It's people in their 60s, people in their 50s, their 40s, their 30s, their 20s, even down to children. What is your hope and desire for them in terms of prayer?
Oh, my desire is that they would delight in prayer, that they would be able to get free of the feeling that it's a duty or a job or a dread, and then feeling guilty if they don't pray, that they would come into a place where they are so connected with their Savior that it's a joy to pray the things that are on his heart, where you connect with the Father's heart in such a way that you know that you are just speaking out the very things that are on his heart. I would like people to be freed from being intimidated about prayer and comparing themselves with other people's prayers. You had referred there to about going to conferences and things, and you hear people pray these glorious prayers and long prayers and so forth. And I would like people to be able to relax and enjoy their time in prayer with the Father. That they don't have to pray big, long prayers. They don't have to pray flowery, poetic prayers. They don't have to speak in King James language. All they have to do is just pray from a heart of compassion and love and follow the Holy Spirit. Many times I've told people who are learning to pray, they feel intimidated about praying out loud or praying in front of others. I said, the only thing that you need to pray is what is bubbling up in your spirit. What is the Holy Spirit causing to rise up within you? And if it's the simplest prayer of just save souls, Lord, save souls, save souls today, that is a legitimate, beautiful, and perfect prayer that will pull on the Father's heartstrings, and he will move to answer that prayer.
And I think that mirrors exactly what your intentions are with this podcast. They're simplistic, they're practical, they're not flowery, but it's very practical nuggets of truth that people can take and begin to apply to their own prayer life. And I think that ultimately is our goal with this, is to be able to just share and kind of bring us back to the simplicity of what Jesus had for us. It was never meant to be frustrating and overwhelming,
right?
But it's meant to be a relational and simplistic in nature. And so I think that really just kind of captures the essence of what your heart is with these episodes, and our desire that people will just listen to them maybe throughout the week or over a course of a month, and just begin to apply that to their own life and really remove the frustration from prayer and be able to step out and see some movement in their own prayer life.
Yes.